the Spirit of Jazz podcast, where music dances with mystery, with your hosts, Bill Carter and Jeff Kellum.
Hey, this is Jeff Kellum, and welcoming you to this Christmas edition of the Spirit of Jazz podcast. Something really different this week. Bill Carter has taken the band on the road for the International Grand Tour of New England. So let's see if we can find him somewhere on the highway. He's on the road with these musicians, a dangerous place to be. So let's check in with Bill.
Hey, thanks, Jeff Kellum. We are in the Presbybop lead vehicle. I am riding shotgun with the great Tony Marino. Say hi, Tony Marino.
Hello, Jeff.
We are just entering New Hampshire. We see the signs for Manchester and Concord. We're heading up to Concord, New Hampshire tonight to play a benefit for Family Promise, a wonderful organization that tries to address families who are experiencing homelessness. We've got a few more miles of pavement, and we'll pick it up from there. We've rolled into a Hampton Inn in Concord, New Hampshire, where we'll be tonight. Concord is a great little city. We've been here before, enjoyed it very much, and we're a big fan of the Hampton Inns. They have pretty good breakfasts, very comfortable beds, and are usually in convenient spots. So it looks from the parking lot like we're still waiting for one. Let's see if that musician shows up soon. Here comes Mike Carbone, saxophonist for the Presbybop Quartet. He has just sauntered into the Hampton Inn. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I'm really hip and cool to be here, man.
Where, in fact, are we?
We're in the middle of New Hampshire, in the mountains somewhere. I don't know. Drove through hill and dale and snow and all of that.
Well, we're going to get him checked in. We're going to take a little rest, and we'll be in touch later.
We'll be grooving. We'll be grooving, so you be there, be square, and wear your asbestos suit because it's going to be hot.
It's Bill. We've arrived in Wolfboro. We are here preparing to play a concert for the Wolfboro Friends of Music. And Mr. Ratatat is at it again. And so the French hornist unleashes his arsenal, pulling out miles and miles of circular tubing rolled into a corner.
None of which makes any sense whatsoever. You guys played in Concord last night, right?
We played in Concord last night. It was a
Concord.
It was a good night.
Yeah.
The sound was swirling around.
Ah, okay. It was a surround sound.
It was. They had lasagna.
Okay.
And cookies.
And cookies. They always have cookies. So did you get a chance to rest?
I did. Great.
Great. We found a place with calzones. Yeah. What makes your big head so hard? Yeah, it was nice. Real nice.
Good.
Bill, this is Jeff back in the studio. How about some updates from band members up there? They have something to share?
They do. Let me go around the room here in a minute and with my handy-dandy Presby Bop recorder and see if I can get some comments.
Hey, Ron Vincent. We're in downtown Wolfboro at the Congregational Church getting ready for a big concert here. How you feeling about the concert?
I feel great about the concert, although it is quite cold here and don't feel so great about that.
Yeah. Well, it's northern New Hampshire.
Yes, that's true.
Next to a lake.
Yes. Yes. Right. But the concert will be warm and fuzzy.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm sure.
And is there any way that you prepared for this concert this night?
I've been preparing my whole life for this concert.
Okay. And that's good to know. I will say to our faithful listeners, we had a fabulous meal on shore of Lake Winnipesaukee in a glamorous home and a little bit of wine.
What are we going to talk about today,
Bill? We're in the presence of the great Victoria Stockham. She walks in and the sun comes out and Jeff begins to wilt, doesn't he? So what's it like to be along with these characters?
Oh, it's so much fun. I laugh. I enjoy the music and traveling.
Okay. Well, you were up late, you know, hearing their stories last night.
Oh, I laughed so hard, I was wheezing.
A recorder is on. So what's it like to travel with the Presby Bop Quartet? The floor is open.
Well, we eat a lot. We drink a lot. We play a little bit of music.
And we drive a lot.
Yeah. It's like typical.
Yeah, and the acclamation of the crowds is just overwhelming.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got.
Although last night was quite good. The people really enjoyed it.
Oh, we got a call for a...
The night did Friday night, too.
They wanted another two.
Yep. Can you imagine that?
I thought they were leaving after the first set.
Me too.
They stuck around.
Yeah. You know what my saying was last night, right? Remember?
Right.
I went up to Tony and I said, you know, there's some few out there that are going to go, these guys are really good, but, you know, there's Pringles at home.
There are Pringles at home.
Pringles at home. What was Phil Wood's famous saying is... they pay me to show up.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. The gig can be the easiest gig in the world. You're not getting paid for the gig. You get paid for the hours you had to get there.
Right.
The practice time you had to put in and all that.
Music's free.
Just show up. The music's free, but you pay me to travel there.
Yeah. Life on the road.
Yes.
But just think of the happiness we're providing for all these people.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true.
Well, last night there were a lot of smiles on a lot of faces.
There were.
So I thought it was very successful. People really enjoyed it.
Even when Mr. Stockham was singing his sardonic Christmas songs.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, so,
and it was a beautiful area.
Yeah.
Right by the lake and all that.
Yeah.
Really gorgeous.
Well, he doesn't know it yet, but I think he's going to get a Grinch mask or something at Monday night's engagement.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Yeah, so we'll check in after that show to see what he has.
Pictures of that.
Yeah.
You can't put pictures on a podcast.
No, you can't. So, well, you can, but nobody will see him.
Right, it's duh.
Thank you.
So you're listening to the Spirit of Jazz podcast, and Bill's been on the road in New England. When the band came back, they were booked for a concert called Jingle Jazz at the Firehouse Stage in Johnson City, New York. This is a gig that they've done many times before. It was a full house. I've taken the microphone around to ask some audience members whether they enjoyed it or not, and you'll be surprised at how much enthusiasm they share. So, Chris, what do you think so far?
About the show? It's always great. They always do a great show.
So this is not your first rodeo?
Not a bit. Big fans.
Right, and why? What do you like, jazz? Do you like Bill? What?
Both. Actually, my wife's a bigger jazz fan than I am, but Bill Carter really knocks it out of the ballpark.
I'm going around just asking people if they're having a good time and what you really enjoy about this, if you enjoy it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's great music, and we've heard them a number of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're as fine a jazz group as I've ever heard, and I've heard lots of people in New York over the years.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear Tony Marino, and then you think of Kristen McBride, and he's as good.
Yeah.
He is as good.
Yeah. That's high praise indeed. And how about you?
We have made this a audition for Christmas because it's such a great way to get into the holiday spirit.
So, are you having a good time?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because Mike Cambone, I work with him at Johnson City High School and in musicals.
Yeah.
He's a very talented guy, so he kind of recommends this, and I follow him. He's good.
Good deal.
And so is Mr. Carter.
You bet. So, what about you?
Well, I love being in a place where they're doing things that are live and talented, and I want to support that, and I want to especially support the local guys and appreciate that you guys travel to get here to entertain us. And it's worth supporting and worth my time and effort, and I love it.
Have you been a jazz fan all your life?
I would say since I was a teenager. My first date was a Dave Brubeck concert.
Okay, let me get this straight. So you're John Harper?
Yeah.
And you were Bill's first music teacher?
Yeah, I think I was. I think he started on trumpet, as I remember.
Wow, and how old was he then?
He was probably in fourth grade or fifth grade.
Did you see potential there for...
No. That's why he's playing piano.
Right.
Get it?
So are you having fun tonight?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yes. Great music. Yes. Clear your ears right out.
Yeah, you know. There you go. There you go. Well, I'm glad he made good.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, did he ever.
Yeah. So you've been listening to the Spirit of Jazz podcast, our Christmas edition, and we're going to wrap it up for today, but promise that in 2 weeks, we have a bonus episode for you with some complete tunes from this Press Bebop tour. You'll be hearing Christmas music, perhaps as you've not heard it before. So this is Jeff Kellum, thanking you for being with us for the Spirit of Jazz. Thanks for listening to the Spirit of Jazz podcast. This is a production of Press Bebop Music. To find out more about Press Bebop, our music, concerts, and recordings, please explore our website at www.pressbebop.com. And send us a note telling us what you think about the Spirit of Jazz. We'd love to hear from you. Check in with us again next time. I'm Jeff Kellum.
And I'm Bill Carter. Thanks for tuning in.